You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 19. Change is evident. Back here for another week. Happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers out there. This is one of those days where I do miss my mom. I enjoyed the last Mother's Day I had with her, which was in 2005, with my brother and sister and our whole family. It was really nice. I'll always be grateful that we did that for my mom. I've been trying to stop having the weather dictate my Fitbit activity. The gym does help, but sometimes I just want to walk outdoors. So this weekend, it was cold and rain be damned as I worked towards that 10,000 step goal each day. I made it yesterday, a couple thousand steps shy today, so we'll see what happens here. It's later in the evening, so we shall see. But with that, let's start the news. U.S. Supreme Court rules in favor of public prayer for a town. Greece, New York was granted an exception by a 5-4 vote from the U.S. Supreme Court to be allowed to hold public prayers during its city council meetings. Other religions over the course of the years here, this was a court case that was, or lawsuit that was brought on by several people. So other religions have challenged this mostly Christian town. And, you know, of course, obviously, you know, most of the prayers, you know, have been Christian-based, you know, or Christian religion have given them. So there's certain, you know, some Muslims or Jewish or other people of other religions have been pretty much shut out. Granted, out of the 120 or so meetings that they've held over the course of time, only 4 of those meetings had a prayer that was given by a non-Christian believing individual. So now, to add to this, that prayer, those times when non-Christians were gave the prayers, it was about the same time that this, you know, that the challenge happened. So it was probably more like on the lines of, hey, you know, we'd kind of like an opportunity to give prayers too. We have this court challenge, this lawsuit. All right. Well, we'll let you. You want one too? Oh, okay. All right. You want an opportunity? All right. We'll let you too. You know, I mean, that's, you know, that's kind of how I picture it here, you know, just, you know, because of this majority here. So I think this is a dangerous trend, as there as in previous times with any court cases or court decisions, there's a precedent that gets set. And, you know, so future court decisions down the road, obviously the Supreme Court said it only applies to Greece, New York. But, I don't know, you know, that precedent really does come out even regardless of what, you know, the actual ruling is, you know, just keeping it isolated to this one town. So I see a lot of leverage. You know, this is going to open up pretty wide here, I think. So as for my opinion on prayer, I think it's a personal thing, or at least it should be. Public prayer has always been a direct violation of the general rule of prayer. So I'm not a believer, but I grew up in religion, and so I always, whenever I hear public prayer being mentioned and people always demanding that they want access to give a prayer in a city council meeting or something, I think of, there's a Bible verse, Matthew 6:5-6, so chapter 6, verses 5 and 6, and basically it says prayer is not for the public, but pray in private, you know, so, you know, those who, you know, push their single religious belief agenda of public prayer, it just seems wrong. It's almost as if they are forgetting that Bible or those two Bible verses don't exist. I think the sole idea of separating church and state is another factor that needs to be taken into consideration. That's kind of a given, even though most of the times I think a lot of people that are pushing for, you know, these types of things like public prayer don't really think that church and state exist, or the separation of church and state. So, you know, I take issue with this. Plus, you know, giving legal preference to a single religious belief goes against the entire fabric of freedom of religion. Freedom of religion doesn't mean that one religion can dominate, and if they're the majority, it means that every religion, you know, people are free to exercise their religious belief. Doesn't mean that every, you know, city council meeting needs to start with prayer either. So I think this should have just gone away, but unfortunately, we have a ruling that is going to create more conflict than it will unite here. Arkansas judge strikes down same-sex marriage ban. There was a judge in Arkansas, state judge, he basically made a ruling on this last Friday. That called the same-sex marriage ban unconstitutional. Hey, that's happened in other states too, which I'll get to here in a little bit. The story here, he did not issue a stay, which means that marriage licenses were allowed to be immediately issued. Yay, another state with marriage equality. Now, granted, only one county in that state of Arkansas has started issuing marriage licenses. At least that's the last update I read on Saturday. So, it's another step towards full marriage equality for nationwide. If this stands, Arkansas will be the 18th state to allow this. So, wow, pretty awesome. This is going to keep happen until those who are against marriage equality. This didn't have a good ending here. Are going to waste time and money to appeal the ruling and then drag it out in courts for months. So, you know, here in my state, Utah, which was, back in December, judge ruled our marriage ban unconstitutional, but they're spending time and money to uphold their ban. What a waste of time. So, basically, here's the recap of where we stand now here. 17 states, I said 18 earlier, I think it's 17 states in Washington, D.C., have made marriage equality legal. Currently, 72 lawsuits are pending in various courts. That's a lot. So since the 2013 Supreme Court ruling on the Defense of Marriage Act, 11 federal cases have been decided in favor of marriage equality plaintiffs. That's some good news right there. So someday, marriage equality will be legal nationwide to all taxpaying citizens, not just the majority. But the majority is starting to really swing. I think, it's coming up on pretty much 50% approval for same-sex marriage from the public. So, the tide is changing, and it's just going to keep going. Michael Sam becomes the first openly gay player in the NFL. He was drafted yesterday by the St. Louis Rams in the seventh round. So here's a great player that caused kind of a stir amongst those who would think it would be a concern for a gay athlete to play in the NFL. The sky is falling. It's not going to be good. Well, get over yourselves. This isn't about being gay. It's about being able to play. It's about being an athlete. And if Michael Sam is as good as he has been in college in the NFL, they're in for a nice surprise. So congrats to St. Louis Rams for recognizing Michael Sam as a player. So this is 2014, people. 2014. Yes, the NFL is a man's world, but it can change its mindset and still be the professional game without hurting their legacy. So basically, get with the times. Should always be about the talent and the person. Maybe once we can focus on getting good players in the league, there will be less focus on excluding players and changing the attitudes from within the league. Again, congrats to Michael Sam. This week's rant, a barrage of selfies. All right, I admit that I'm getting tired of seeing so many selfies posted, especially so in from the same people over and over. With apps like Instagram, the selfie has taken on a social media trend that has just plain exploded. Okay, so I get the idea behind sharing pics of yourself, okay? You want to be in the picture, but it gets, but you know, it just gets too much at times. So many pictures with one of your arms extended, taken with the front camera on your phone, which shows any words on any shirt you're wearing as mirrored backwards. The dark, seedy, dimly lit area of the club you are at, where I can barely make out who's making out. 30 pics in a row where it looks like you only moved an inch or two in any direction between shots. Okay, so, you know, I'm not picking on just one, on anyone in particular, because it's millions of you that are doing this. You know, you want to share a quick moment of you and your kids? That's cool. You find a celebrity and you want to snap a secret picture with you in the front of a celebrity? Fine, take the selfie. But so many... way too often, it just has me burn out on the selfie. You know, why don't you go? Take a look at your Instagram feed and see if you see a growing pattern. You know, if 80% of your pictures are you and by yourself, you know, maybe you should curb back your selfie addiction. Some of us will thank you. This week's shameless plug. Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. So most of you know John Oliver from his stint as a correspondent on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. So John Oliver, not to be confused with Jon Stewart, got his big break when John took a leave from the show to film a movie. And then John Oliver ran The Daily Show for many weeks. I watched. He was pretty funny. He handled it on his own. So this show is on HBO, not Comedy Central. So that means uncensored. And John Oliver is very uncensored. The show is refreshing. And did I mention completely uncensored? He drops the F-bomb several times in this show. But it's not just random. It's not, you know, not for the sake of swearing, but it matches the content. So... and no bleeps like we were used to on The Daily Show. So speaking of, it borrows from The Daily Show format a bit. You know how its presentation, how the format of the show flows and everything like that. Like interviews, you know, it looked very similar to Daily Show. But that's okay. You know, because The Daily Show was great and John Oliver was great on The Daily Show. So I don't think there's an issue there as long as Jon Stewart doesn't have an issue with it. So if you have HBO, watch the show. So attached to the show notes for this podcast is the YouTube link for the first episode of this, which is actually on YouTube. So I did mention that overkill here. So anyway, so go ahead and watch it. It's 30 minutes long, and you'll love it. There's no commercials because it's HBO. So, you know, if you get to liking the show, then... You know, and you don't have HBO, then you could find the show someplace else. Hey 19, for all you Steely Dan fans out there, want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.